Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. A Peek at Heaven. Revelation 21, verses 10 through 11. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. There's a caustic comment that I have heard and have used more than one time. It's hard to soar with the eagles when you have to live with a bunch of turkeys. The problem with that attitude is that we tend to focus our minds on the things of this world that will pass away, and fail to visualize the heaven that is waiting for us. Thinking about heaven is especially comforting when you are going through the storms or valleys of life. Joyce and I used to talk about how many of our family and friends who are experiencing many trials related to serious medical conditions or the loss of loved ones. We remind each other to pray for people during their times of crisis. We have gone through quite a bit ourselves. We lost our oldest daughter to a rare heart condition in 1991. Our youngest daughter had a successful kidney transplant in 2001 and a pancreas transplant in 2002. This old world is just not a pleasant place to live at times. Faced with the trials of life, we have two choices. One, we can either choose to whimper and whine about all of the painful experiences of life, or we can see life through a whole new dimension by looking forward to heaven. That is what I choose to do. So fasten your computer belts, and away we go. We have to understand that we are not going to be able to get much more than a blurry view of our eternal home. From this side, we can only catch glimpses by the word pictures that are painted for us. John describes his view of the New Jerusalem in chapters 22 and 23 of the book of Revelation. John describes gold, crystal clear jewels, and light that is indescribable. Sometimes we are treated to the view of spectacular jewels. I can recall several years ago going through the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C., and seeing the Hope Diamond. Think of entire buildings being made of the same type of material, but even more brilliant and clear. Heaven will be a place where there will not even be a concept of darkness. Here on Earth, we have light supplied by the sun, moon, stars, and artificial sources. We are told that in the New Jerusalem, the glory of God will be the source of light. When the sources of light are gone, or even in the shadows, we experience darkness. We will be released from fear and foreboding. In this world of sin and shame, we know darkness that comes from separation from the source of light. That engenders a dread of what lies ahead. We might enjoy the day in which we live, but there is always tomorrow. Oh, the tomorrows of life. They are filled with shadows of sickness, pain, turmoil, and death. In heaven, we will experience the glory of God, and there will be no shadow or darkness or pain or any of the things that we live with in this life. I know that many have been afraid of reading from the book of Revelation. When we see the awful judgment that comes upon the world because of the sin of man, we shy away from it. Let me encourage you to start by reading chapters 21 and 22. It will give you a fantastic rush to see the glorious home that God has prepared for us. Keep in mind that Jesus is the winner, and we are going to be with Him forever and ever. The few bumps and lumps that we go through here are nothing in view of what we have waiting for us. I want everyone who hears this to have your heart right with God. Confess that you are a sinner and ask Jesus Christ, God's dear Son who shed his blood for you, to come into your heart. Experience the new birth that Jesus promised. He is more anxious to come into our lives than we are to let him in. When we say yes to God, he will say yes to us and receive us. Then read about your new home. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil.